Hello everyone, I am Omid Rahin and this is my research capstone titled Evolution of Anti-Predator Behavior in Three-Spined Stickleback Fish in Response to Invasive Northern Pike. So we know that invasive species are a huge anthropogenic issue that have dangerous implications for ecosystems and native species found within them. Here we looked at specifically invasive predators, which have dangerous consequences for potential native prey in an environment. Evolution of behavioral responses to invasive predators is very important for prey survival and adaptation. Northern pike has invaded several lakes in Alaska in the past 60 years and have distinct predation strategies different from those that of the native predators that three-spined stickleback fish are accustomed to. Pike are ambush predators that hide in underwater vegetation to strike unsuspecting prey, which is vastly different from native predators such as trout, which enlist a chase strategy. Evolved responses to pike predation would include lower exploratory behavior and boldness, preference for an open habitat rather than a vegetative one, and increased post-attack responses such as darting and freezing. Our main goal for this study was to determine whether populations of three-spined stickleback fish in Alaska have evolved specific anti-predator behavior in response to novel pike invasion. In terms of our methods, the study subjects in this experiment were F1 generation lab-reared stickleback fish from six different lakes, three of which had invasive pike while the other three did not. These lakes were chosen to test whether there were behavioral differences between population types. The stickleback fish underwent three different behavioral trials over 3 days in a testing arena. Trials were recorded overhead and subsequently analyzed in JWatcher, a behavioral analysis program. Each lane had an acclimation chamber where fish would stay overnight, and on the bottom of the tanks there were 11 lines 9 centimeters apart to keep track of the study subject. The first assay was the exploratory assay. Here the trials were 5 minutes long and started as the trapdoor connected to the acclimation chamber was released. In this assay, the lane had a PVC pipe halfway down the lane and a tray of food just past it. This assay was testing exploratory behavior and boldness of the fish. On the next day was the habitat choice assay. Trials were also 5 minutes long and the acclimation chamber was in the middle of the lane. Trials would begin with both trapdoors being taken off of the acclimation chamber. On one side of the chamber was a vegetated zone with four plastic plants surrounding a tray of food. On the other side was the open habitat, which just simply had a tray of food placed. The last of the assays was the pike attack assay. Stickleback had 10 minutes to reach the tray of food surrounded by plastic plants. Once it passed the line closest to the tray of food, a pike puppet attached to a lunging mechanism would attack. After the attack, the trials were 5 minutes long to record post-attack behavioral responses. Recorded trials were analyzed in JWatcher, and the data obtained from JWatcher was subsequently analyzed in RStudio, where numerous F-statistical and ANOVA tests were performed. Figure 1 is a box plot that measured the proportion of time spent outside of the acclimation chamber by population type during the exploratory assay. Figure 2 compared the furthest line crossed by the pike and no pike population types, also during the exploratory assay. Figure 3 was a comparison in the proportion of time spent in the vegetated zone by population type during the habitat choice assay. And finally, figure 4 is a comparison of the population types and the number of darts per minute post-attack during the pike attack assay. With these results, we found that the different population types, pike and no pike, showed non-significant differences in their exploratory behavior, initial habitat choice, general preference for habitat, and in behavioral responses post-attack. Some possible explanations for these findings are: the invasion of pike has only occurred in the past 60 years, and more time may be needed for genetic and phenotypic behavioral differences. Behavioral responses to pike may need to be socially learned by juveniles through obtaining social information. It is also possible that native predators are similar enough to the invasive pike that specific behavioral responses to pike would be redundant. Additionally, changing habitat preferences may cause stickleback to be preyed upon more by native chasing predators such as trout in the open habitat. Much more work on behavioral responses of organisms to anthropogenic manipulations of ecosystems should be done as issues such as climate change, habitat destruction, and invasive species continue to harm them.